Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to The Factor for the Soul with hosts DC Love and Brenda Pierce here on the Sacred Embers Network on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back and relax and enjoy weekly visits with us as we share candid conversation, readings, and Reiki. Enjoy the show.
Here we are for another episode. DC, welcome to the show, and let's have some fun today.
Yes, hello, Brenda, and thank you so very much. I'm honored to be here with you and to be able to continue giving the guidance that we give and helping, you know, those that need our help to really go forward. Spirit has asked that I share a little bit with others. Some of you are trying to find your purpose in life, and it all comes down to listening to your soul. You've got to slow down, be present, live fully, and connect with the love within and the timeless wisdom. Each of us have whatever is needed within us, and your souls are resonating with that beautiful, eternal love. You've got to start to live with intention and purpose, and then consciously make choices from your heart. And, of course, we've got to allow our joy as well to guide us. Don't be afraid to express who you truly are. Allow yourself to evolve spiritually, and then envision the life that you want to live. Fear less, hope more, and keep believing, and always trust in your inner self to guide you, your guidance. And you can go within and lift those imposed restrictions. Enjoy the journey back to your heart, and trust. Trust in the universe, trust in the divine, but keep moving forward. And just continue with a positive attitude. You can do this. And joy and bliss will lead you in the right direction. Honor whatever it is that is calling you within your heart. You will find the fulfillment you're looking for. And thank you all for joining us today. And thank you, Brenda.
Oh, wow. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. Joy and bliss. Let's really elevate the consciousness of humanity and really step into what do those two words mean to us. Well, it was interesting yesterday. I was at a women's workshop, and we were talking about belonging. And so many people don't feel a sense of belonging in their own lives sometimes. So let's create an evolution of a revolution of bringing joy and bliss into our lives and changing the outcomes of our lives so that we can live in ease and grace and peace. So I would love right now to take us through a little bit of a guided journey and infusing this episode with Reiki blessings. And I just want all of us who are here listening in the present or in the future to put their right palm up and your left palm down. And let's imagine that we're creating this beautiful joy and bliss-filled circle. Just feel the energy flowing through like an ebb and a flow around and together as we encircle the globe with our energy, our presence, our love. And in this moment, I'm now infusing the circle with Reiki. So please understand and receive that Reiki is universal life force energy, and the Reiki principles are beautiful. So just for today, do not worry. Just for today, do not anger. Just for today, be thankful for your blessings. Just for today, earn your living honestly. And just for today, be kind to every living thing, small, large, inanimate, you know, whether it be the trees or the little flies. Just really, really be kind. Be kind to yourself. And just for today means to anchor into this moment. So as in this moment of now, we take three deep breaths in through our nose and out through our mouth. In and out. In and out. And now we are anchored into the present moment. I want us to imagine our spirit guides are around us. We all have them. We all have a spiritual being that is there for us. Whether you call it your guardian angel, your spirit guide, an ambivalent being that is there to watch over us and keep us safe, and try to guide us if we listen. Feel them like a little breath in the back of your neck or hand on your shoulder. Breathing in and out. Now, we ask for our loved ones, deceased and beyond, or the essence of those that we hold near and dear to us on this earthly plane, are with us. They are creating another layer in this beautiful circle. And then around them, imagine those enlightened beings that we call, revere, respect, hold near and dear to our hearts and our prayers. Circling the circle, another beautiful layer. And now, imagine the ancient trees of the forest, the Borneo forest, the mighty redwood, the Douglas fir, solidifying, moving with their roots to create this cathedral, this encircling cathedral of strength. Their branches are overshadowing our circle, holding us near and dear, protecting us during this power hour. And now from our heart space, we send love. Love to everyone who is here. Love to create, fill the circle with a beautiful, bright pink effervescence, sparkliness, just like champagne bubbles bubbling up. This is the love that we share for each other. It's the same love that we are receiving from each other and holding in our hearts as we love ourselves enough to be here in this present moment. And now the power hour is launched. The energy circle is complete. And everybody take a deep breath in while we hold this sacred space during the rest of this hour. And so it is.
Whew. Beautiful, never, Brenda.
Oh, that's
going to
come out. I'm glad.
Beautiful. And I, in fact, was going to say part of what you said, so we are in alignment with each other. That is so beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, you know,
yes.
We never know what's going to come out of our mouths or how the hour is going to unfold, but it's always magical, isn't it?
It is. It is. Really magical.
Yeah. So I see that the studio is filling up with beautiful people who want to receive some readings from us. Yeah,
that's
I also want to invite all those that are listening online. If they want to join us in the studio, receive a reading, dial in 646-564-9868 and join the conversation as we create this cosmic conversation of joy and love and bliss and readings for each of these magnificent beings that have been so gracious to join us here this afternoon. So are you ready, DC?
Yes, yes, I am ready, Miss Bliss.
Okay. So our first guest is from the 570 area code, near and dear to you. Hello, who's on the phone with us today? Hello, 570. Oops, wrong 570, sorry. Okay. I'll try that again. Hello,
okay.
You're welcome on the call. Who do we have? Oh, somebody's not really speaking up, so I will close that off. How about area code 805? 805, you're joining us today. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, ladies. This is Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Hello, welcome. Abby.
Hi.
It's nice to hear your voice, hon. How can we help you?
Yes. Well, no, we were just talking. We were just messaging on Facebook. And as you know, we're in the process of moving right now. We're busy looking at places, kind of looking a little out of our area, but trying to stay local. And I just want to know what the angels have to say about all of that and if they have any guidance for me and my family as we look.
Oh, sure, Abby. The first thing I'm getting is, are you paying attention to your dreams, because I'm getting spirit is connected while you are in your dream state.
My dreams, I mean, yeah, I've been paying attention to them more often, but they've just kind of been they've been a little all over the place, just kind of like things that happen throughout the day, maybe a movie that I watch. It hasn't really ever been anything that's really stuck with me.
Yeah, well, you know what? I would start putting everything down in a journal, because it's like,
okay,
little pieces of the puzzle. It's like, yeah, little pieces of the puzzle together for you.
Okay.
And Abby, I'm
getting
to have a little bit more patience. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, it may take a little time to really to, you know, time and maybe like a little bit more energy to really create the reality that you're dreaming of, okay? It may take a little bit of preparation as well.
Okay.
But I'm getting, continue to believe in your dreams. You know, keep believing. And
okay,
I'm also getting, you are very connected, yourself with spirit. And when you meditate,
okay,
you do connect with spirit. So I'm getting, make sure,
yeah,
that you make a little more time to rest. You know, have that quiet,
okay,
time. And I'm getting, that's when you connect, and you're getting a lot of guidance at that time as well. There's going to be,
okay,
wisdom. You're going to get a lot of clarity. I see a grandmother that comes in. She connects with you regularly.
A grandmother? Which one would you say? Because there's two of them.
I believe maybe your mother's mother.
Yeah, she's with me a lot.
Right? She's the one that keeps,
yes,
coming in, and I see her standing there and really trying to connect with you. Okay? And
okay,
she's showing me like this. Well, she's showing me a lot of movement around you, honey. And that means to me, when she shows that kind of movement, you are going to make a move to a new location. She's saying, Abby,
okay,
new home, new home. You deserve the best.
Okay.
Allow the universe, allow the angels, allow them to come in and help to create your, you know, your destiny, your reality. It all has to do with your thoughts, your wishes, your feelings, and everything that you're wanting, you have the ability to create and really manifest,
right,
it into your life. Okay?
Yeah, because
and you're here.
House,
you're supposed to be happy, family. Abby. You're supposed to be content, and you're supposed to really enjoy life.
Yes.
Okay? And,
okay,
and
yeah,
she's saying she wants you to just reaffirm that you accept all the love, the happiness, and the contentment into your life. I accept all the love.
Okay.
If you could say it with me, I accept all the love.
Okay. I accept all the love.
Happiness.
Happiness.
And contentment into my life. And you'll see how that really helps to bring
life.
Yes, yes, honey.
Wonderful.
I just, oh my gosh. She's really a strong figure around you, okay? And she's saying she loves you so much. But she's saying, yes, but you are safe. You know, you are safe. You are loved.
Yeah.
You are cherished, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying,
okay,
you will soon have that security that you're really, you're desiring. You're going to have that home. You're going to have that family environment.
Good.
Okay.
Because we haven't had it
she's
for a while,
me,
and we need it back.
Yes, and she's showing me this beautiful home. Okay. And
okay,
she said, yes, it's coming. Well, that move is coming, Abby. Okay.
The
so
move is coming.
Keep,
okay.
She's saying you've got to stay positive. Okay. Please stay,
yes,
positive. Okay. And don't allow,
okay,
negativity to. Okay.
Okay.
And that's going to be really, really important. Okay.
Wonderful.
What else is she? I'm trying to see what she's showing me as well. Okay.
Okay.
And she's saying at times, you know, you feel like life is so heavy, honey.
Yeah.
And she's saying just keep, yeah, releasing, you know, keep releasing. Because if you don't, all of that is like weighing you down.
Right.
If there's
right,
any anything that you can forgive, you know, please forgive and release all the pain that you're holding on to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and those around you, you know, you've got to realize they're learning their own lessons. And she's saying, Abby,
yes,
I know, you know, what you're putting, you know, up with right now, she's saying, but let others live their own life, make their own choices, and let karma,
right,
be their teacher. And I promise you, you will finally realize, you know, they will finally realize to everything that they've done, to you or to others. But it's time for you to just live your life and be free and lift your burdens.
Yes.
So she's saying,
yes,
if you want, you could write those people a letter. But, of course, she's saying don't,
yes,
send it. You could write write it, say everything that you want to say. And then she's saying, once it's complete and you've said everything that you needed to say, she's saying everything will be released onto the paper, okay? And then allow us, you know, share with your family on the other side, your guides, the angels, allow us, you know, to lift the burdens from that letter and to help you disconnect from all that is weighing you down, all the pain. Let us help you to feel free, Abby. And she's saying, there are no blockages on your path. There are no blockages, you know, preventing you from your growth. There are no blockages preventing you from really appreciating your life and your gifts. And please, at all times, consider what is the best outcome and don't worry. Okay? She's saying, Abby, there's no need to worry any longer. And as she's saying that, Archangel Michael is standing next to you, okay?
Okay.
And he wants to remove any negative energy from you, any obstacles. He has his sword, and he's asking permission to really to cut those cords, Abby, that are weighing you down and to release everything that no longer serves you. Is it okay for him to come in and do that?
Yes, absolutely. I've kind of been doing it on my own. I've been blogging and just writing all of it down and keeping it private, of course, keeping the names of who I'm talking about private as to, you know, be considerate.
Yeah, you don't have to.
But,
Yes, keep it private because the angels know who you're dealing with. Your grandmother knows.
Yes.
Archangel Michael is shaking his head. And he's saying, my beloved Abby, close your eyes and breathe deeply. Feel the energy that is all around you. Focus on the power that exists within you, Abby. Imagine my big sword. It is in my hand. And he has the sword. He's holding it up. And he's gently moving it back and forth. And as he does, he's removing all the negative cords of attachment that are all around you. He's saying, beloved, feel it. It is freeing you from the blockages. It is freeing you from worry and fear. You are bound no more. And he's there to shield you so that you do not get affected by others' energy. And he's saying, my beloved, if there is still heaviness in you, if you feel any heaviness within you, he's saying it is because you must release through the process of forgiveness. Okay?
Okay.
And just keep doing that. The person you think of would be the person you would have to forgive and let it go. But your grandmother is so happy that you called in. Okay? And she said, now, this is your time to really follow your soul's longing and for you to be of assistance to people and animals that need you. Okay?
Okay.
So you are so needed. Okay? And you do have a magnificent life's purpose, your grandmother is saying, and you too will be serving others. And she's saying, please, be the example that others can follow. Okay? And she's saying she wants you to make sure that you're having fun. Okay? Because having fun is really important. And it helps you to maintain high energy, and you're going to feel calm. You're going to feel relaxed. Okay. I don't know if you have any rose quartz. Do you have a piece of rose quartz?
I do, but it's probably in storage with all my other stuff.
Because that does help to help with your energy. Okay. And she's just envision it. You don't even have to have it physically with you. Envision that beautiful piece of quartz. And just imagine you have it in your hand, and then ask it for assistance. And please be saying, you know, on a daily basis, hand over any concerns that you have about family, about people around you, and know that the angels are going to be there, and they're going to give you the extra support you need at this time, as well as love and healing.
Wonderful.
Okay? And visualize you and your family are happy. And you're surrounded by that beautiful pink quartz energy every day, okay?
Okay,
so the
wonderful.
So they surround you, honey, with love. And allow yourself to accept that love and truly to be loved. This is your time, Abby. Your grandmother's saying this is your time. She wants you to truly love yourself and to love yourself unconditionally. And she's saying, please put yourself first, okay?
Okay.
Connect with Abby, have some more fun. She's saying, you know what happened the last time? It was a while before you connected. You saw what your closet looked like. You know?
Yes, I know. It's been a while since we've connected with little Abby. Yes.
Well, you know what? Why don't you tell everyone what happened the last time? You know, it was a while that you connected with her. And what happened when you looked in your closet, Abby?
Well, so yeah, when I was little, I used to love purses, and as a 20-year-old, I still love purses. So I woke up one morning and I went inside of my closet, grabbed my stuff, walked the dogs. I came back in and all of my purses were just laid and sprawled out all over the floor. The hanger was broken, and that was my little symbol that little Abby was in my closet playing around with my purses and reminding me that it's okay to still love them and to have fun. And it was just hysterical because I didn't even see it, didn't even realize it had happened. I just cracked me up. So
yes, that was like an incredible, you know, occurrence that happened. And as well, the next caller came on a show that I was doing, and I talked about Lady Diana, and here you visually in your head you saw her. And she was trying to keep little Abby from destroying the closet, and she was coaxing her to actually go outside and play. So it was just like so phenomenal. And Abby, you too have such beautiful psychic and spiritual gifts.
Yes, yes. Wonderful.
So just be the beautiful person that you are. You know, be that beautiful person. Keep going forward.
Okay.
You're
awesome.
Raising yourself.
That sounds wonderful. Just keep moving forward. That's the biggest thing. And having a sense of, you know, don't forget to forgive those in your heart, you know, that may have been holding you back. And life will unfold in a beautiful way.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, honey, for being with us today, Abby. All the best.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wow. That was beautiful.
It was. And it's just so funny. It really is. You know, spirit will get our attention in whatever way they can. It's really amazing. Yes.
It is. It truly is. So I would like to call on our previous 570 number again. Their flag is raised. Their hand is raised that they were wanting to talk to us. So are you there, 570? No. Okay. When you press 1 on your keypad, it raises your hand and lets us know that you want to talk to us. So we'll move on over to 519. Hello, 519. Who do we have on the phone today? No?
Do you have the number?
Dead air.
Hello?
Hello. Did you want to talk to DC Love and myself?
Yes.
Hi, who do we have on the line?
Jane.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi. I'm just wondering about my business and the future and my two boys, their future.
Okay. You've come to the right place. DC, take it away.
Yes, Jane, I'm getting right now... you're worried maybe a little bit about finances?
A little bit.
Okay.
But more the future of my business.
Okay. Well, money, you know, connects with your business. And I'm just, I'm getting like, gotta just think about things, move forward, you know, but don't move forward too fast. You've really got to think about things is what I'm getting. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sort of getting like I feel like it's like a little bit bumpy, and you've got to more so go with the flow, okay?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. And I'm getting that the universe does have a plan for you, and it's sort of like, you know, don't fight the plan.
Okay.
And don't try to force things to happen, okay?
Okay.
And it's just like don't, you know, stop trying and, you know, and just go with the flow and let, you know, let go of control. It's like you're holding on so tightly that things can't manifest fast enough for you.
Okay?
Have a little bit more trust in the universe. And remember that life is not supposed to be hard. So when we let go, we go with the flow. We find out that we end up where we belong. Okay? So I'm basically getting that you have to give up control. You've got to have a little bit more trust in, you know, all aspects of your life. And there is something really good coming to you. You've got to relax a little bit more, hon.
Okay.
Good. Okay. I'm also getting, you're very intuitive. You've got to listen and you've got to trust the voice within. You've got to watch your emotions. Because emotions can get in the way of really seeing things clearly. And I'm think a little bit longer before you make any kind of decisions, okay? Watch all behavioral patterns. There may be patterns from the past that did not serve you. And, you know, and remember to just believe that, you know what, you can't have what you're looking for. You've got to believe in yourself, okay? I'm getting visualize, you know, a position that would make you really, really happy. Is what you're doing now, is it a home-based business?
No, brick and mortar.
Okay, would you consider doing anything home-based?
No.
Okay, because I'm getting there might be something unexpected coming, and I was getting, like, home-based,
okay?
So that's what they're showing me. I mean, even if you, you know, wanted to do what you're doing and just, you know, do something else, like, slowly, okay, because I'm getting, you may have an idea about, a business venture, okay? And I am getting there may be positive results, but I'm getting entrepreneurial, you know? You yourself, you have amazing natural leadership qualities.
Okay.
Okay? And you can work independently. You have, you know, like that dynamic personality. You have the ability to do
right.
something than what you're doing is what the angels are saying. Okay? You've got to follow your instincts, follow the path of your dreams. And I'm getting there may be someone that comes in that gives you some advice that may be helpful to you. Okay?
Yes.
This may be, you know, like you're looking into something that is unknown to you, and it'll help, like, for you to really identify it, okay?
Yes.
So I'm getting this is going to be, like, a really important realization on your part, okay?
Yes.
But I'm getting, like, the message that this person has with you, it's really going to help to make your financial dreams become a reality, okay?
Okay.
You've got to stay positive, and you've really got to put out to the universe what it is that you want, you know, in all aspects of your life, okay? At times, I do get, like, you know, your thoughts become a little bit negative, and we've got to watch that. And I'm getting something is going to open up suddenly for you. I'm getting opening up, like, new financial avenues, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to know what you do not want, because that will help you to clearly see what you do want, okay?
Okay.
And.
Yes.
You know, if there's any concerns like about finances or anything like that, I'm getting they are going to be removed. There are going to be changes around, like, your money situation, okay?
Yeah.
And you've got to really be willing to, you know, open your arms widely and accept prosperity and accept abundance into your life. But basically give up control of the situation, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting you've got to get away from all the electronics now and then. You've got to honor yourself, you are a sensitive person, and being in front of a computer, a cell phone, a television, you sort of absorb, like, that energy, and it's a little bit harsh to you, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So, to feel better, and, you know, all you have to do is basically, you know, unplug from everything. Get away from the TV, the radio, you know, the cell phone. Take a walk, you know, where they're, you know, without all of that stuff. Power down the devices. Give yourself some space. And maybe just, like, relax, you know, and just sit for a while and connect with that inner light that you have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting there are people around you that may be a little bit draining, that sort of drain your energy. You can call upon Archangel Michael as well to help with that.
Okay.
People notice, like, the people that you connect with, like, some of them, when you do connect with them, you feel a little bit more tired.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. My whole life, this is happening.
Okay. Okay, so you really want to, yes, and you've got to set boundaries. You've got to set clear boundaries is what I'm getting, okay?
Yep.
And that will help with these people as well.
Okay.
Okay, what are they showing? Okay. And I'm also getting, you know, there's a couple little things going on with you right now. There's some blockages, okay? This is the time now to clear your energy, to get rid of the emotional, the spiritual, the physical blockages. It's sort of like your energy is, like, a little bit clogged, a little bit stagnant, and it could cause a little bit of confusion. It could cause physical pain, physical illness, and you could do it by taking, like, a salt bath, getting outside in nature, and you're going to notice, like, when you, like I said, even remove yourself from all this technology, your mood is going to improve, your energy is going to feel better, and
okay.
just, you know, allow miracles to occur, okay?
Yes.
I'm getting told, like, you're a hard one. You don't like to show your emotions. You're not releasing them.
Right.
Okay? So you've got to be able to release your emotions.
Okay.
I'm getting thirsty as well talking to you, so I feel like you're not getting enough of water. Okay, make sure you're drinking enough water. How is your diet? How are you getting, like, are you eating properly? Are you getting enough exercise?
I'm eating properly, but not enough exercise.
Okay. Okay, so little bit by little bit, you know, like you can ask the angels to come in and help with that as well, okay?
Okay.
But I am getting hungry. This is a time where you're sort of like releasing, and this is like a karmic release. It's a karmic resolve. Okay, this is a time of healing. You're going to heal issues from the past, okay? And I'm getting, you know, the issues that you're connecting with now, they may be from even from a past life, okay? So what I want you to do is notice any patterns that have come up over and over again. And the more that you are able to acknowledge patterns, the more that you're going to be able to heal. You're going to move forward. And instead, you're going to choose, like, a new solution, and you are going to end that karmic pattern, okay?
Okay.
Another thing that helps is by knowing that, you know, when I say karma, you don't have to view it as negative. You just have to say, okay, well, if it's karmic, it means that there are obstacles that are there, but they're going to help me to learn a lesson, and it's going to help me to grow, and to help me grow spiritually. So this is an opportunity right now for healing. It's an opportunity for healing and understanding, okay? You've got to stay in the present moment. You've got to forgive people, situations from the past. This is a time to resolve conflict and really notice the patterns and the cycles that are in your life, okay?
Yes.
So I am getting, you know, that you are going to be moving forward, okay? And
yes.
We have Archangel Gabriel coming in, and he, you know, he comes in and around children. You had, you know, concerns about your children. So he's there as well. He's there to guide all of you. And he's, you know, to give each of you, like, you know, the loving guidance and support that you are needing as well. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
What exactly was the question that you had, like, in regard to your family?
Just my boys are 23 and 21, and just wondering their future.
Okay, well, the angels are... Okay, they're just saying, you know, there is no need to worry, okay?
Okay.
And they're asking you just to stay positive, and life is working out well for all of you, okay?
Yep.
So you've got to realize that, and for you specifically, hon, this is your time to move forward, because you're ready for a positive change.
Okay.
Okay? And as I said, things are, you know, from the past are clearing, and you're going to turn any negative, you know, from the past into a positive. And you're going to see that your life is going to be filled with beautiful occurrences. It's going to be rewarding. And you're going to have the resources and the ability to move forward. But you've got to take that leap of faith. And, you know, when there's an open door, just realize that the angels are there. They're opening the door for you. Walk through the door, and you're going to walk into a beautiful, smoother road ahead. And please don't let fear hold you back, okay?
Okay.
Because you're ready for this move. You're ready to go forward with confidence, okay?
Yes.
Are you feeling it?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
And I'm getting, you're also taking, like, you know, you're taking interest maybe, like, into deeper issues of your life. I feel like you're connecting more spiritually, and that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So this is your time, yes, to just go forward and listen to your heart. I'm getting there's a woman in spirit. I'm getting a letter K is what I'm getting. Someone that was sort of like connected with your family, okay?
Okay.
And she's telling me that you've got a lot of the beautiful qualities of those that have gone before you, hon, okay?
Okay.
She's not giving me a whole name. I'm just getting a letter K.
Okay.
And she's saying, you know what, you can't change the past, but you can certainly change your future.
Right.
So she's saying, you know, please, keep the past where it belongs. Leave it in the past.
Okay.
Okay? And yes. She's going to help you to feel more positive. Okay, and she's saying, focus on the door that's open. Don't be afraid. Move forward, okay? Because when you allow yourself to get caught up with the energy around you, you lose your focus, okay?
How true is that, right?
Yeah, and she's saying, you know, things are going to happen in divine timing. Things are coming together. You have the ability to co-create with spirit, okay?
Yes.
Have patience, positive. Trust that the universe has a beautiful plan for you. Everything is working out for your happiness. But don't rush into any decisions, okay? Just wait, and soon you're going to see, you know, like why you had to wait, that, you know, there is a divine plan, okay?
Yes.
And you'll understand, you know, everything that goes with that, okay?
Yes.
So you need a little bit more faith, and you need to allow things to unfold within divine timing, okay?
Yes.
And you will have all the answers that you're looking for.
Good.
You are being taken care of. Give your worries to God. Give them to the angels. And open up to all the surprises that await you, okay?
Lovely.
That's what I have for you. I hope it made a little sense.
It does. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Oh, you're so welcome.
We're glad you called, Jane.
Thank you.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
Yes. You too.
Yes, divine, you know, and it's so true, because when we are worried and stall ourselves backwards with concern about loved ones around us and all that, it really holds us stuck. So the best way to create change and momentum is to just keep moving forward, right, DC?
It is. It really is. And have trust, you know, and faith in the universe and the divine. And some people say, you know, I'm alone. You're never alone. There is always help.
Yeah.
And the divine will always help you. The universe is there. So you're never, you know, completely alone. And that's what a lot of people have to, you know, begin to realize, Brenda.
Yeah, for sure. The universe does have our back. It really does. So, you know, just take a deep breath, know that you're not alone, and keep forging forward. Are you ready for another caller?
I am.
Okay, so let's welcome area code 303. You're live on the line. Who do we have with us?
Hi, my name is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Marilyn.
Thank you so much. The reason I'm calling is because I have actually lost my faith a little bit in sort of my good and the universe. I've had a bundle of events that are contributing to this sort of crisis of faith, if you will. My husband was diagnosed with dementia. Financially, I'm not able to keep up with the bills and the mortgage payments, and I'm sort of like feeling a lot of fear. And I've been, you know, really trying to turn things over, and I realize there's something within me that, you know, maybe doesn't trust or doesn't believe. And so I was just looking for some guidance and kind of some ideas of, I'm feeling like I can't handle it all, you know, overwhelmed, I think.
Okay. Excuse me. What I was getting, Marilyn, is the Ascended Masters and the Angels are with you at this moment. They're by your side, and they're going to help you. Okay? And
okay.
Just keep, you know, putting everything out there. You're going to, you know, you're going to find the answers that you're looking for. You're going to have clarity. Just put everything out there. And what I'm getting is, you know, you need to really sit down and, you know, talk with your angels. And whatever's confusing you, I feel like, you know, there's like you said, there's so much on your plate. There's decisions to be made. And you will have, you know, you will have the advice that you need. And you're going to be able to make decisions. The angels are saying make a list of whatever is bothering you. Make a list of your desires. Make a list of whatever needs your attention, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they're going to help. I'm getting, you know, there's going to be choices. They're going to help you to make the choices that are best for you, okay?
Okay.
And they're saying, you know, you don't have to regret anything, okay? And
mm-hmm.
They're going to help you walk forward. I'm getting, like you said, clarity, like, is a big thing right now. Like, you're just, like, sort of like in a fog is what they're showing me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they know this is a challenging time for you, okay?
Yeah.
They're showing me, like, hey, there's issues, but you're going to be able to handle things. There's going to be healing that comes about from all of this. Okay. I'm even getting, like, some of the stuff that you're going through has roots all the way back to past lives and to ancestral roots. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the angels are with you, the archangels are with you to really help, you know, help in all that you're going through. And I'm getting, like, a positive change is coming. Okay? I'm getting there's going to be some healing that takes place. Okay? So
great.
You've got to have that that you're not alone. As I said before you had called in, and we're never alone, Marilyn. Okay, what are they showing?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see what they're showing me here. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm getting the words divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Have you asked for the divine's help? Have you asked for assistance? Continue to do so. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Mm-hmm.
The divine is with you, and they're going to help you every step of the way. I'm getting, because of everything that's going on, it's sort of hard to hear their guidance. You're so filled with different emotions, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to help you to have the inner peace that you need for yourself and your family, okay?
Okay, that is what I need. So.
Yes. You need that, but the divine support is there for you, honey. You are not alone right now, and you will not be alone, okay? If you have an opportunity to just close your eyes and to breathe, you will feel the guidance, you know, and you will get what you need. And you will feel the presence of the angels that are with you, your spiritual team. There's angels, there's spirits, there's animals in spirit, there's your family, you know, that are with you. And this team is going to give you the messages and the support that you need. They're going to help you through whatever it is that you're dealing with, and they're saying, please don't be afraid.
Okay.
Just trust in them, and they're going to help guide you upon this road, okay, the road that you're on. Sometimes they're going to communicate with you in your dreams. So before you go to sleep at night, you can ask to receive the answers that you're needing, and you may wake up with the clarity and know what to do next, okay? Sometimes, believe it or not, angels come and they can take physical form. And they can help you and just be a stranger that you run into, okay?
Right.
So don't be limitations on how these beautiful angels could come in and help you. And it could be through, like, a book that you pick up to read. You may just, be on the computer. You might hit a website. Just know that this is the way that you're receiving your guidance. And you're going to get the best ideas. You're going to get the solutions. And the right people will be there when needed. You've got to trust and know that everything will be all right. You've got to pray. But after you pray, you've got to release whatever is on your mind and know that you will have the answers that are needed, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think I've been hanging on to the questions, too, for a really long time, just asking and asking and asking, not releasing. So that makes sense.
Okay, Brenda, I couldn't hear Marilyn. It was going in and out.
I was just saying that I think the idea of releasing after I pray is very helpful, because I've been hanging on to those questions rather than letting them go.
Okay.
Do you meditate at all, Marilyn?
I do. I meditate every day.
Are you letting yourself go still and quiet?
Yes. I've meditated for about 40 years, a long time. Yeah, so I can get into the stillness.
Well, why I
for
say
sure.
that is sometimes there's mindful meditation. The thoughts come into our head as we're sitting there quiet. Like, it sounds like the burden of these thoughts keep knocking on your mind all the time. And just make sure you're using your mindfulness to push them away, push them away like you're clearing the fog off a window. And that will help you to open more space, because if they keep invading you while you're trying to sit quiet and in your quietness and stillness, prayer is talking to God, but meditation is listening to God, right? So if they keep, kind of coming in front of you, just imagine like your hand pushing them away to give you more clarity and more space.
Okay.
maybe a suggestion. If you even for people who've meditated a long time, sometimes they just need to know, that they have the right to push things away.
Yeah. No, thank you. I was just feeling like, I was holding like 10 plates in the air spinning and you know, they just all kind of came crashing down and so I wanted to just walk away but that didn't seem possible. So, this idea of, just really, really reconnecting with that silence, with that stillness is probably going to help me to rejuvenate and get that energy back. So, yeah, thank you.
And Marilyn, I finally am able to hear you. The two of you were like in and out. I really didn't get to hear any of the conversation, but your angels are saying we are here with you. We love you unconditionally. Please let us help you. They'll help
okay.
you during your dream as well as being awake. Okay? And they're saying,
okay.
no limits on what we could do for you. Okay? If you can think of it, you can feel it, you can have that, you can experience it, okay? Allow
okay.
the angels to come in and as well allow the universe with its infinite supplies to really, to help you to have what you're desiring. Do not restrict your needs, okay? Allow all your needs
okay.
to be met. Recognize your needs, accept your needs, and know that you are entitled to be happy, okay?
Yeah.
And above all,
yeah.
do not worry. Please try to be happy. And you need a little time away from all the stress, even if it's a couple minutes here or there, to really, to let go of it, to relax, to become more calm, to let go of worry. And then when you do come back, it won't feel, as much as, of a hindrance as it is presently. Okay? So
okay.
your angels are with you and your divine team. You are protected. And they're saying, please, release your fear. Give it to us. You are safe. There's nothing to fear. Because in reality, when you look at the word fear, it just means that false evidence appearing real. Okay?
Right.
That's when ego comes in, and it tries to keep us where we are. It tries to keep us from moving forward, to keep us, scared, to keep us helpless. But, Marilyn, the higher self, is coming in, and she's saying, I am fully capable. I can move forward. I am here. The universe is supporting me. My angels are with me. I have my spiritual team. I am supported. I am protected in all ways. Archangel Michael is standing with you, and he's saying, trust in the universe and know that you have nothing to fear. You may actually see this magnificent blue light around you. Know that you are loved. Archangel Michael is walking with you, and he will help to protect you and to conquer all those fears that you have, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Thank you for
both
calling
so
in.
Much. Yeah,
oh,
I appreciate
yes.
it.
Marilyn. Light and love,
okay.
hon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. We have 10 minutes left for one more caller. Do you think we can squeeze that person in?
I think we can. I really do.
Okay, we can do it. Okay, so area code 704, I've just unmuted your line. Who do we have on the call?
Hi, good afternoon, DC.
Hello, hello, how are you, Shannon?
I'm doing very well, how are you?
I'm doing great. I couldn't, oh my gosh, that voice. What a beautiful, beautiful. I'm getting from your spiritual team, are you aware of our guidance? You're not paying attention, Shannon.
Oh, yes.
So your
much.
Spiritual team is trying to connect with you, and they want to help you to raise your vibration, and they want to help you to connect with the endless abundance that is all around you. They want you to have, situations that fill you with joy. They want you to, change your focus and really do things that are going to make you happy and, do things that are leading you towards blessings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what I'm getting is, you sort of have been out of the flow a little bit. Does that make sense to you?
You cut out a little bit.
Because I'm getting you've got to chill out. Yeah, I'm getting from the angel, she's got to chill out a little bit, maybe just, step out of the way, let others come in, maybe give you a little bit of help. you've been a little bit resistant. It's like there's a little bit of struggling going on. You've got to relax a little bit more. And you're going to see so many beautiful things coming your way. And they're going to be amazing. And they're going to be amazing because you're amazing. And I'm getting, you know, this is a time for you to just accept everything around you the way it is. It's neither good or bad. It just is. And that's going to be the key for you to go forward. And to heal, there's a little bit of healing maybe needed. And, you know, and just to just keep going forward and to be where you need to be. And, Shannon, you have to really love yourself. And you've got to say it out loud. I love you. I accept you. I honor you. Say it, Shannon, I love you. I accept you and I honor you. Say it out loud. I love you. Say it with me. I love you. I accept you. I honor you. Come on. You can do it.
I love you. I accept you. I honor you.
Now, as you said those words, did you feel them like really, oh my gosh, going throughout your whole body, that vibration? It was magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keep saying that. You've got to accept yourself and others just the way they are right now and really express, you know, some gratitude. This is a time that's going to be, you know, where you're going to refocus. You're going to get ready for new beginnings, okay? And just to really be at peace. There's no reason to be, you know, anything but at peace. Don't be, you know, in a place of fear. Everything is working out perfectly, okay? And you've got to find that peace within. You've got to trust in the timing of everything. And you're going to manifest what you're wanting in your heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting this, like, a little bit of negativity around you. You've got to get away from that. Are you able to take maybe, like, a little mini vacation?
No, not right now. My husband's preparing for surgery, or actually possibly two surgeries. So
okay, so there's...
We're landlocked at the moment.
Okay. Well, you could, you know, just maybe get, you know, into a space where you're, you know, by yourself a little bit and really, you know, have time just for you, hon. Okay? Because I'm getting, you know, please just try to be at peace. What I'm seeing, you know, we're in January and we're almost in February. I'm getting during spring, you're going to see some amazing changes. Okay? It's sort of like, you know, you said, I planted those seeds and stuff, and you're going to see them come up, and your dreams will start to manifest, I'm getting in the spring, Shannon. Okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, keep a positive mindset, and I'm getting, like, don't overanalyze. Do you analyze too much?
With the project that
my dog Ginger's coming in
a little bit, yep.
Okay, because my dog's coming in and she's saying, why does she have to believe that life has to be anything but easy? Why do you think life has to be so hard? And she's saying, Shannon, you don't have a manual like this says, you know, this is what you do in life, but you have that inner manual. It's your intuition. Let it guide you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you use that inner manual, you're going to find things are going to be much easier, okay? I don't know if you're looking for some kind of job or something, because she's sort of showing me, Ginger's saying she's looking for something. And she's saying just connect with your passion. And when you do what you love, the money's going to follow, okay? Let go of the stress.
Okay.
She's saying you have a little bit of stress. It's time to let go of it. And she's just saying, what is she showing me? She's just jumping up and down. She's saying she's going to get it. Like in the springtime, you're going to see that, you know, that you really do start to really, like, you know, you go with the flow. Miracles are coming in, and you're transforming, and everything is coming for your highest and best. Do you use, like, flowers, essential oils, or different things like that? Because I really feel like, you know, that you you use something, and it really helps to manifest those dreams.
Yes, I use all of those things.
Crystals, okay, well, keep using them. Yes.
Flowers,
yes.
Herbs, all of those things, very much so, on a daily basis.
Okay.
So.
Beautiful. And that's going to help you to stay centered, and it's really going to help you to move forward on the beautiful path that you're on. Ginger is just saying frankincense. Do you use frankincense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Because she's saying it's going to help with all that stuff that's going on in your brain, okay, to become more emotionally centered, to become a little bit calmer, to really rejuvenate yourself. And she's saying it works great on the skin as well. Okay, so she's showing me that, and she's saying, Shannon, you have nothing to worry about. You are truly amazing. And she's saying, you know, all this good is coming for you. What is she showing me now? Okay. But she's saying, you've got to make time to just sit in silence and meditate, okay, and really connect with your guidance. And as you know, she's saying, you know, the angels, the divine, they're going to be there to help you. And she's writing a word in the clouds, and it says money. And she's saying, you know, the angels know that, you know, that you're needing prosperity. And they're getting everything, like, going for you. It's, you know, it's falling into place. You're going to have, like, that financial flow coming your way, okay? Mm-hmm. She's showing me, like, pennies from heaven. But when she, you know, when the pennies are coming down, they're turning into, like, dollar bills. So be ready and willing to receive, you know, that universal currency that is going to be coming your way, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, Jenna, whatever it is that you're going to be doing, you're going to be increasing your income into your home, okay? And I'm getting it's not going to come from just one way. There's going to be several different ways that this money comes in, okay?
Okay.
Archangel Michael is with you, and he's sort of helping you to really use your time wisely, okay? And he's going to help to... It's like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders, he's saying, and he's going to relieve, like, the pressure that you have on you currently, okay?
Uh-huh.
And okay. Really, to, you know, to give that undivided attention that you need, whether you're with your family, yourself, you're working with someone, you're going to give each and every one that undivided attention, okay?
Beautiful.
As well, gotta spend a little time having fun and enjoying yourself as well, and enjoying your beautiful family and your friends. Make time for happy memories, okay? And really, like, laugh a little bit more. When you laugh, it's amazing. It's you align all your chakras. Have you been laughing? Because I'm getting, you know, like, your laugh
should
contagious.
Be the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just don't forget.
I try to do it all
the time.
Oh.
You know, I do.
Well, you need to laugh more, that's for sure. I just want to share, there was a quote that just crossed my path here, and it's from Sonia Riccotti, and I think it's just perfect for you, Shannon. Just trust that everything is unfolding the way it is supposed to. Don't resist. Surrender to what is. Let go of what was, and have faith in what will be. Beautiful.
That's beautiful. That really is. It's just, and get ready for all the surprises that are coming your way. Ginger said, I'm not going to give it away, but Shannon, there's a lot of surprises coming your way, and you're going to be so happy.
And with that, we have to close, ladies. I wish you all the best, Shannon. Good luck with your husband's surgeries, and just hold the light. Hold the light. Life is, and keep that laughter going. I think that, like we've just been saying and sharing, good things are coming your way, and you are so deserving of it. Keep doing what you're doing. Just do it with a little more laughter.
That
so
I
with
do.
That, good. So we have 90 seconds left, and we have to close off. So connect with DC Love at the www.therealdclove.com, and find me on Facebook at Ageless Blissings. And join the community, and let's keep that love, bliss, and happiness flowing for everyone. So, DC, thank you for another amazing power hour, and we're shutting down the vortexes from our energy circle. And I want to send you all many blessings and much love. How about you, DC?
Oh, I send blessings and love, and I'm so thankful for everyone that called in, and I hope that we've helped you, and please connect with us. We look forward to helping so many more. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you. And join us next Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern and whatever the equivalent is in your time zone. And we look forward to another E-Factor for the Soul. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.